test driving your first online meeting. Test and practice using Blackboard Collaborate before conducting your first live online meeting with your students. Create a test session and send a guest link to a family member or to one of our staff. You can also run a test session by yourself. To join a scheduled online meeting, click the appropriate link on the course menu, then click the meeting name on the Blackboard Collaborate Ultra page. When you join a Blackboard Collaborate Ultra meeting for the first time, click the tutorial button to familiarize yourself with the various features. In case the tutorial leaves you wondering, here is a more detailed overview. Click the three-line icon on the top left to open the session menu and review possible actions. Click the X symbol to close the menu. Next, click on the Open Collaborate panel icon at the bottom right, from left to right, to access Chat, Participants, Share Content, and My Settings tabs. On the Participants tab, you can change the role of a participant to presenter or moderator. We would like to draw your attention to the Share Content tab. Click on it and look from the top to bottom. Share Blank Whiteboard allows you and students to type or draw ideas on the whiteboard. Try to write something on it now. Share Application Link enables you to share your desktop or an application you opened on your computer. It may prompt you to install a small application when you first share your application or desktop. You can temporarily give a presenter role to students so that students can share their screen. The Share Files link enables you to share an image, a PDF, or a PowerPoint on the whiteboard. Click on it and try to upload a file. Click the arrow on the top left of the panel to go back to the previous screen. The polling link enables you to gauge students' understanding or their opinions by asking them to submit their answers to multiple choice questions. Click on it and try it now. Go back to the previous screen. The breakout groups link enables you to invite students in groups working in virtual rooms. Now, click the My Settings tab, the gear symbol at the bottom right, to add an image of you and to adjust your audio and video settings. Click on the avatar icon next to your name to upload a photo. If it is not clickable, you will need to upload an avatar image in your Blackboard profile. Afterwards, you'll be able to post a photo on Blackboard Collaborate Ultra. At the bottom of the session window, around the middle, there are four icons. From the left to right, they are My Settings, Share or Mute Your Audio, Share or Mute Your Video, if you have webcam, and Raise Hands. The last one is used by students. Play around with these tools until you feel comfortable to hold your first live webinar session with your students. After you finish the session, open the session menu at the top left and click Leave Session at the bottom left. Note that you will need to make sure all students leave the session at the end. Otherwise, Blackboard will not know the session has ended and will not post a link to the recording.